Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. After all the negative campaign ads during the recent election, it's hard to believe that politicians could ever hold a respectful public discourse. A new group in Cincinnati believes differently. Bea Larson and Robert Rack will be here in about 15 minutes to talk about Beyond Civility, Communication for Effective Governance. The group's free side-by-side series kicks off on Monday evening. And later, Sean Patrick Hill will tell you about hiking Kentucky's Red River Gorge, your definitive guide to the jewel of the Southeast. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Voters this week finally had their say on the candidates and the issues after months of TV ads and robocalls from political parties. Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Jim Neal is preparing to take over the reins. Neal bested outgoing Sheriff Simon Lisa's right-hand man, becoming the first Democrat to hold the office in more than three decades. Neal says job one is auditing the department for ways to save money or share services.
We have a patrol academy and we have a jail academy. Why can't we just have a sheriff's academy? Okay. Duplication of services internally. We have duplications of services countywide. How many SWAT teams do we have? How many dive teams do we have? As sheriff-elect, I'm not advocating Metro, but there's things that we can do to work together.
Neal says the audit will also identify the bottom-line budget amount the department requires to operate. He's also a proponent of alternative sentencing, saying that would free up space in the county jail for more serious offenders. Incumbent Ohio House Democrat Connie Pillage faced a bit of an uphill battle after her seat was redistricted, but she was reelected this week over Republican Mike Wilson. Pillage says veterans issues and education are key issues for her. She says education was by far the biggest concern she heard from constituents, too.
We have to understand that education is key to economic prosperity for the state as a whole, and that if we make these dramatic cuts without regard to the effect it has on our ability to educate our children, that we're really putting ourselves in jeopardy. I really think that's going to be the biggest issue.
Pillage also bested Wilson 2 years ago. This time around, she topped him by about 8 percentage points. Steve Chabot was elected this week to his 9th term in Congress. He says getting the budget under control is among his top priorities.
Right now, you know, it's not. We spend far more than we have. We spend about $1 trillion now more every year in Washington than we take in. That's got to stop. And we got to get this economy moving and get people back to work.
Chabot says he's willing to work with the president if Mr. Obama is willing to work with Congress. Brad Winstrup was elected to his first term in Ohio's 2nd congressional district. He agrees it will be a challenge working with a Democratic president.
I do hope that there's enough understanding by the American people that has to change, because the American people drive the process. And hopefully this will bring everyone to sit down and say, how are we going to make things better for the future? And how are we going to sustain the promises that have been made over the years and do it reasonably?
Winstrup says he feels he has something to offer and is ready to go. Democrats will continue to control the U.S. Senate next year, and one big reason is the re-election victory of incumbent Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown. Brown defeated Republican challenger Josh Mandel by about 5 percentage points. As hundreds of his supporters cheered, Brown told a crowded Columbus Hotel ballroom audience his victory was a win for the middle class. Just a few blocks away at a Republican gathering, Mandel told his supporters he'd keep fighting for conservative causes that were at the heart of his campaign. People who supported longer terms for Cincinnati council members are celebrating. City voters narrowly approved a charter amendment this week to change the council term to 4 years instead of the current 2. Campaign co-chair Mike Allen says he's not concerned the issue only passed by a little more than 2,000 votes.
I think people really stopped and thought about this issue. It was pretty far down on the ballot. People had to go in prepared. They thought about it, and they knew that this was a good thing for the city. That's why they voted for it.
Supporters say Issue 4 will allow council to be more productive and work on long-term issues facing the city. Opponents are promising to work on additional reform measures that could include dividing the city into districts or adding a recall provision for council members. Hamilton County voters handily approved the mental health and senior services levies. Both were renewals, but because of lower property values, will actually raise fewer dollars. School levies across the tri-state were less clear-cut, with many decisions separated by several hundred votes. Cincinnati Public's renewal passed muster with voters, as did levies in Batavia, Finneytown, Northwest, Reading, and Monroe districts. Voters turned down school levy requests in Mount Healthy, Milford, and West Claremont. Close results could trigger recounts for both Batavia and Milford. Ohio voters have rejected a proposal to change the process for redrawing state legislative and congressional maps. Issue 2 lost after a fight that pitted advocate groups and unions against business interests and the Ohio Republican Party. The constitutional amendment would have created a 12-member citizen commission to redraw Ohio's political districts every decade. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.